我们这一节跟大家来学习主耶稣在服事当中所面对的挑战。
And this session we're going to study the difficulties and challenges that Jesus faced in his servitude.
我讲四方面。
And there are four different aspects.
第一个是面对试探。
First is facing temptation.
第二个是面对不信的群众。
And second is facing those crowds who do not believe.
第三个是面对真理的挑战。
And the third is to face the challenges in truth.
第四个是面对十字架。
And the fourth is facing the cross.
我们看路加福音第四章。
Read in Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来，圣灵将他引到旷野，四十天受魔鬼的试探。第二节。
Verse 2.
那些日子没有吃什么，日子满了，他就饿了。主耶稣要开始工作的时候先受洗，然后圣灵引他到旷野，面对撒旦的试探。
When Jesus Christ started his ministry, he first was baptized and then he was led by the Holy Spirit to go into the desert where he was tempted by the devil.
试探在原文上也有时候也讲试验。
And temptation in the original text is also trials.
那我们知道从它的内容来看试验处出于神。
And from the content, we can see that trials come from God.
试探是出于魔鬼。
But temptations come from the devil.
有时候遇到一件事情有双面，有神的试验，也有撒旦的试探。
And sometimes when we encounter something, it is twofold. On one hand, it is a temptation by the devil, but on the other hand, it is a trial from God.
这个目的就是要看耶稣是不是真正能够尽诸般的义。
And the goal is to see if Jesus Christ was able to perform all righteousness.
是经过考验，看看他是不是真正都能够顺服神的旨意，按照神的旨意来行。
That through the trials, it is to test whether he is able to do everything according to the will of God.
约伯也曾经受试探。
And Job also underwent trials.
因为神看约伯远离恶事。
Because God saw that Job fled from all evil and was an upright man.
魔鬼就控告说，因为神给他保护，给他很多福气。
And the devil said it is because the Lord protected Job and gave him much blessings.
所以神就容许魔鬼来试探他。
So God allowed the devil to tempt Job.
要看看这个约伯在试探当中是不是能够持守他的纯正。
And to see if Job was able to keep upright even under temptations.
后来经过试探以后。
And after these temptations.
真正的神在称赞约伯没有错误。
God praised that Job has no wrong.
虽然在试探当中他遭遇到很大的苦。
That even though he suffered greatly under the temptation,
但是他还是归荣耀给神。
But yet he gave glory to God.
他还是说赏赐在神说起在神，神是应当称颂的。
That God is the one who gives and God is the one who takes away, so God should be praised.
所以显出约伯在敬畏神不是因为神赐福给他。
So Job feared God not because he was blessed by God.
而是他真正。有一个纯正的敬畏神的态度。
But because he has a true attitude in fearing the Lord.
当然我们知道这个魔鬼好像虎叫的狮子。
And we know that the devil is like a roaring lion.
他试探人主要的目的就是想要人离开神。
The purpose of his temptation is so that mankind can leave God.
让人落入他的网罗里面。
That mankind will go under his traps.
所以主耶稣就曾经警告使徒
So Jesus Christ warned his disciples.
说彼得，彼得，撒旦想要得到你。
That Peter, Peter, the Satan wants to capture you.
所以彼得曾经有过失败。
So Peter failed before.
但后来他又回头。
And later on, he turned back.
所以他在彼得前书里面就提出啊。
So in 1 Peter, he mentioned.
说这个魔鬼好像虎叫的狮子，遍地游行。
That the devil is like a roaring lion that prowls around.
想要找那些可吞吃的人。
And looking for someone to devour.
所以我们在服事的过程当中，一样的会面对很多的试探。
So in our process of serving, we will also face many temptations.
有的人在试探当中啊，没有办法通过啊，结果在服事的过程啊，就离开了这个岗位。
And many people are not able to overcome the temptation, therefore, in their servitude, they are not able to continue.
很多的青年他很羡慕啊教会的事工。
There are youth that admire the work in the church.
有的他们也很有恩赐。
And many are gifted.
但是很可惜啊，就在这个考验当中啊没有通过，所以就没有资格参与这个服事的工作。
But unfortunately, they are not able to undergo tests. Therefore, they are not able to continue to serve.
有的想要当教员，甚至有的人想要献身。
Some may want to become RE teachers, or some to become pastors.
但是因为都没有办法通过这个考验呐、啊，后来就失掉了这个资格。
And because they are not able to pass these trials, therefore they are not qualified.
那所以我们要服事啊，我们一定要面对这个试探，而且能够得胜它。
So when we want to serve, we must face these temptations and be able to overcome it.
我们看雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1.
十二节。
Verse 12.
雅各书一章十二节到十五节。
James chapter 1, verses 12 through 15.
好，请你读。
James chapter 1, verses 12 through 15. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death.
这里讲到这个试探、啊、是不是从神来的，是从恶者来的。
Here it says that temptation comes not from God, but from the devil.
那这个试探有两个因素，一个是内在，一个外在。
And there are two effects. One is eternal, and one is internal.
一个是内在有私欲。
The first is an internal desire.
啊，因为你有那个私欲在。所以外在的引诱来，很容易我们就掉下去。
Because you have an internal desire, therefore, when the external temptation comes, then you're able, you're easily able to fall in.
所以魔鬼试探人，就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲跟今生的骄傲。
So when the devil tempts, he tempts from the lust of our eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
所以有的人说啊，这是魔鬼在绑人的三条绳子。
And some people say these are the three strings that the devil ties the humankind.
有的人是因为肉体的情欲放纵去犯罪。
And some people is because of their lust in the flesh, therefore they have sinned.
有的是眼目的情欲。
Others the lust of the
eye. 有的是骄傲。
And the other is pride.
那我们看到魔鬼在试探夏娃是这样。
And we see how the devil tempted Eve.
啊，说让他看到那个果子很好吃。
That when she saw the fruit, it was good for food.
本来神就说啊，你吃的日子一定会死。
And God told them that on the day that you eat of it, you will surely
die. 撒旦就跟他讲说，没有关系啦，你吃了不会死啦，你会像神一样的有聪明。
But Satan told him that you will not die, but you will be knowing all things like God.
啊，夏娃就越看越好吃啊，就摘来吃了。
So the more she looked at the fruit, the more it was pleasing and good to for food. So、
魔鬼试探主耶稣也是一样。
And it is the same way when the devil tempted Jesus.
禁食四十天了、啊，肚子饿了。
After 40 days of fasting, Jesus was hungry.
说你如果是神的儿子，你把石头变作饼来吃。
That if you are the son of God, then you can turn the stone into bread.
对耶稣来讲啊，变饼没有什么问题的。
But to Jesus Christ, to turn something into
但是他从来没有行一件神迹是为着满足自己的需要。
But there is not one miracle that he performed to fulfill his own desires.
啊，都是要为着要荣耀神，为着要让人得益处。
It is because for the glory of God or for the benefit of God.
所以没有一件事为着满足自己肉体上的欲望这样来行事的。
So he never done anything that was to please his own desires.
所以他说人活着不是单靠食物。
So he says that man does not live by bread alone.
乃是靠神口里所出的话。
But by every word that comes out from the mouth of God.
魔鬼把那个世界上的荣华指给他看。
And the devil showed him all the glories of this earth.
你只要拜我一下，我把这个都给你了。Says
that if you only worship me, then all of this will be yours.
但是耶稣说，单拜主你的神。But
Jesus Christ said you should only worship God, your God.
所以魔鬼要试探耶稣，是用世界的荣华，整个世界的荣华来试探他。So
the devil tempted Jesus by showing the glories of this world.
但是我们有的人为着简单的一些现实利益，很少很少的代价就被出卖了。But
many of us, many times we would be betrayed just by small benefits.
像犹大就是30块钱就被收买了。And
like Judas, he was sold by 30 pieces of silver.
另外，这个魔鬼说，叫他从殿顶上跳下去。
And the devil also told Jesus Christ to jump down from a high place.
说神会派天使来扶着你，让你的脚不受伤。
That God will command his angels and they will lift you up so you will not strike your foot.
其实他也是引用圣经。
And he's also using the Bible verse.
但诗篇91篇是说，你在走路的时候，神会派天使保护你，让你不至于受伤。
But Psalm 91 is saying that when you're walking, God will send his angels.
并没有叫你说你从高高的地方故意把它跳下去。
But it does not say that you jump down from a high place.
这样是故意的试探神。
So the devil is purposefully trying to tempt God.
他说我们不可以试探神。
And we should not tempt God.
我们过去有一个传道者。
There was a preacher.
姓吴啊。 他是从长老会过来。
Preacher Wu came from a Presbyterian church.
那个时候还没刚信主，还没有当传道。
And at that time, he was just a new believer.
很多的那个长老会的会友就很不舒服，就去找他辩论。
And many of the Presbyterian ministers were not happy, therefore they tried to reason with him and brought a bottle of poison.
跟他讲说，你们说真的是教会有生机啊，喝毒药都不会受害。
And he said that if believing in the true Jesus Church, there are miracles, then if you drink this poison, you will not die.
那你就喝喝看啦，你如果喝了没事，我们就信了。
So drink this poison, if nothing happens to you, then we will believe.
结果他就说，对啊，圣经有讲啊，喝了毒物也不受害啊。
And he said, yeah, the Bible does say that if you drink something of poison,
所以到底要不要喝啊？
So should I drink it or not?
万一死掉怎么办？
What if I died?
他就在那犹豫啊。
So he was struggling.
后来就问传道。
Then he asked the preacher.
传道说，你绝对不能喝。
The preacher said you should not drink of it.
因为你明明知道这个毒药，你又把它喝下去，就是试探神。
Because you know it's poison. If you drink it, then you're tempting God.
他说你喝了一定死。
So if you're going to drink it, you will die.
因为你是无意当中去喝到毒药，神会怜悯，会让你没事的。
If you unknowingly drink poison, then God will have mercy on you and you will be fine.
所以有一个小孩子在地上爬。
And there is a child crawling on the ground.
因为他妈妈放了一些那个花生米沾毒药，在毒老鼠的。
And his mother had some peanut that was rubbed in poison for the rats.
结果他就捡起来就吃了。So
he took and ate of this.
妈妈发现了以后，他已经脸色变红，这个指甲都发黑了，脸色都变黑了。
When the mother discovered him, he was already black in the face and in the hands.
他牙齿咬得很紧。
And his teeth were clenched.
他到医院灌肠什么都没有用。And
they did everything in the hospital, tried to clean him.
妈妈很难过，就抱着回家，一直哭，一直哭，一直祷告。
But they couldn't do anything in the hospital, so the mother took him home and continued to pray and in tears.
感谢主啦，那个孩子留下来了。
But thank God this child was fine.
因为那是无知的，或者是你不是故意的去吃到毒药。 主耶稣怜悯。
And it is because that he did not know that it was poison, therefore God had mercy.
啊，不是故意的去吃毒药，那就试探神。
You do not purposely go and drink poison because that is tempting.
有时候魔鬼就是借着这样哦，试探那个无知的信徒啊。
So sometimes, Satan will use this kind of method to tempt those who are foolish.
夏娃会失败，是因为没有坚守神的话。
And you fall because you did not keep the word of God.
主耶稣会得胜，就是因为他对道理很清楚。
Jesus Christ was able to be victorious because he was clear on what the truth is.
坚守道理，而且能够正确的应用道理。
He knew the word clearly and he knew how to use it.
还有借着祷告来得胜。
Also through prayer, he was victorious.
所以我们在服事当中啊，也知道说魔鬼啊，常常有时候会试探我们。
So in our servitude, devil will also tempt us.
因为魔鬼试探耶稣说，用尽了方法以后，就暂时离开了。
And after the devil used all kinds of methods to tempt Jesus, he then left.
不是说一次试探以后就没事了。
He did not just tempt Jesus one time and that was it.
在他服事的过程当中啊，还是一样的啊，一直跟他挑战。
In the process of his ministry, the devil also challenged him constantly.
我们谈第二个就是面对不信的群众。
And secondly is how Jesus faced the unbelieving crowd.
主耶稣在传道里的时候，当然有很多人信主。
When Jesus was preaching the gospel, many believed.
但是也有人呐、是不信的。
But then there are also the unbelieving.
那虽然在那个格拉森啊，叫一个患了群鬼的人得医治。
And there was a person that was possessed by demons and he was healed.
结果那个鬼啊跑到猪群里面呢、猪就跑到山里都死掉了。
And the devil went into the swine and the swine fell into a cliff and they died.
那个放猪的人就跑到城里啊，城里的人都跑完了。
And this person ran through the city.
虽然看到那个放鬼的人啊，现在已经醒过来了，穿好衣服了，很正常了。
And he saw that this person that was demon possessed, was normal again.
他们没有因为这样来信主啊。
But they did not come to believe.
反而一直要求啊，耶稣叫他要离开。
But they asked that Jesus tell this guy to leave.
所以后来耶稣就坐船离开那里。
So then Jesus Christ went on a boat and
left. 本来这个 得到医治的人、也要跟着主耶稣离开。
And this person that was healed wanted to follow Jesus and leave.
主耶稣说、主耶稣没有答应。
But Jesus Christ did not agree.
叫他说你回去了，你把神在你身上所显的作为向众人做见证。
He said, go back and tell that the work of God that has happened to you to all the people.
所以他就回去啊，向众人做见证。
So he went back and witnessed to the people.
所以经过了一段时间以后啊，主耶稣再回来啊，他们才接纳他。
And after a period has passed, Jesus Christ came back and he was accepted.
所以有时候啊，光看到神迹啊，人不一定要信。
So sometimes even if someone sees miracles, they will not believe.
我看到有的人病得快死掉了来祷告。
There are some people that are to the point of death because of their illness.
邻居的人就说那种病那如果会好的话，我们全个村庄都去信了。
And they came to the church to pray, and then their neighbors in the village would say, if this person will be healed, then all the village.
等到真的后来好起来了，没有一个人相信。
And all the village will believe, but after the person was well, no one came to
believe. 常常是这样。
And oftentimes it is like this.
我们来看路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter 4。
路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter 4。
四章。
Luke chapter 4。
这十六节以下哦。
16 onwards。
主耶稣到拿撒勒去讲道。
Jesus went to Nazareth to preach.
他引证以赛亚书说他要让人得住由得喜年。
And he used the book of Isaiah and says that the people will receive freedom.
结果很多人都感到很稀奇。
And people were amazed.
后来一看说，这是木匠的孩子他的兄弟姐妹都弟弟妹妹都在我们这里。
And then they realized that he is a son of a carpenter, and all his siblings are here.
所以众人就看不起他。
So they looked down on him.
后来主耶稣就说啊，先知在自己的家乡啊，都是没有办法被接纳的。
And then Jesus said that prophets in their hometown are not able to be accepted.
后来耶稣讲了两个比喻啊，两个事迹啊。
Then he spoke of two situations.
说以利亚的时代啊，遍地饥荒。
That in Elijah's time there was famine all over.
然后以色列地有很多的寡妇啊，但是以利亚却跑到撒勒华的寡妇那里去。
But even though there are many widows in Israel, but Elijah went to the widow Zarephath's home.
以利沙的时候啊，有很多的长大麻风的人。
And in Elisha's time, there are many with leprosy.
但是只有亚兰王的元帅啊，乃曼得医治。
But only Naaman the Syrian was cured.
结果啊，那些听到的人越听越气啊。
So the people that were listening to him were furious.
就把耶稣带到一个山来的地方啊，要把他推下去啊。
And brought him to the cliffs so that they may throw him down.
结果主耶稣就从他们中间啊，就走出去了。
But he walked right through the crowd.
所以虽然众人知道，听到他所讲的是神要救人的恩言呢。
Even though they listened to him preach the salvation of God.
但是因为大家凭着外貌却不相信，不接受他。
But due to outward appearances, they do not want to accept Jesus.
所以耶稣常常啊就是这样，人家不接纳他。
So oftentimes it is because of this reason.
我们看马太福音十一章。
Matthew 11。
马太福音十一章。
Matthew 11。
马太福音十一章的十六节以下啊。
Matthew 11 verse 16 onwards.
主耶稣说：“我怎么来比喻这个世代？”
And Jesus says, "What can I compare this generation to?"
好像孩童啊啊在街市上招呼同伴。
They're like children sitting in the marketplace and calling out to others.
说他吹笛啊，没有人要跟着他跳舞。
We play the flute for you, you do not dance.
他讲一些哀伤的事情啊，没有人啊会捶胸。
You sing a dirge and you do not mourn.
也就是说啊，大家很冷漠啊。他虽然传道行神迹啊，就是没有人理会，没有人要接受相信。
It is to say that the people are cold, even though he is preaching the gospel and performing miracles, no one wants to believe.
私下啊随意的批评论断。
And they still are discussing him and accusing him.
说约翰是贪熟醉酒的。
That John is one that is a drunk.
说约翰是不吃不喝是被鬼附的。
And that John does not eat because he is demon possessed.
说主耶稣啊。有时候又到税吏，有时候到罪人家里，又吃又喝啊，说他是贪食醉酒的。
And the Son of Man, when he came eating and drinking, they say that he is a glutton and a drunkard.
但是耶稣说啊，智慧人就用智慧去判断呢。
But Jesus said that, if one is wise, then they will use wisdom.
他说虽然很多人都不信，不悔改。
Even though many do not believe and do not repent.
所以耶稣说啊，你们说如果将来审判的时候，推罗、西顿、所多玛都会比你们啊所承受的还容易。
And they said that if you do not believe, then even Sodom and Sidon and Tyre will be more easier for them to be saved on the day of judgment.
因为这些神迹啊，行在当代的话，他们一定会相信的。
Because if the miracles were performed in their time, they would have believed.
但他们看了都不相信。
But yet these people, after they witnessed it, they still
don't believe. 主耶稣不会因为这样啊，而灰心不传道了。
But Jesus Christ did not stop preaching because of this.
我们看十一章二十五节。
Chapter 11, verse
25. 那我呢，向神祷告啊，感谢啊。
He prayed to the Lord and thanked the Lord.
他说：“因为你像聪明通达人呢、啊，就藏起来。
And because for the wise and the learned, you reveal little.
像婴孩就显明出来。
You hide the things to the wise.
所以有些人呢、啊，就以为聪明通达的不接受福音呢、啊，神的救恩就向他们隐藏。
So those people who believe that they're wise and learned, the gospel is hidden from them.
婴孩啊，很谦卑虚心的 神的救恩啊，就他向他们显明出来。
And the little children, they're innocent and able to believe, so Jesus Christ will reveal the salvation.
所以在众人啊不相信的时候，但是他能够看到神的旨意就是这样。
But yet, when the people did not believe, he is able to see that this is the will of God.
所以他说啊，如果没有神的指示啊，没有人能够到我这里来的。
So he says that no one knows the no one can come to me except if the Father allows him to.
所以众人不信啊，但是他的心灵还是很平静。
But even though the people did not believe, he was still in peace within.
所以他说啊，你们要来到我这里，你们的重担就可以得安息。
So he says, you should come to me, and your burden will be at rest.
有时候我们在工作当中啊，也会患得患失了。
Sometimes when in our workplace, we will also have wrongdoing.
一有工作的成果啊，我觉得哇，神跟我同在了，我很了不起了。
Or we will be proud and say that is because God is with me, so I was able to do all.
有时候啊，工作不顺利啊，愁眉苦脸呐。
And when our work does not go smoothly, then we will be sad.
事实上啊，不必这样啊。
But we don't need to be this way.
我们尽我们该尽的本分。
We perform our duties.
因为撒种浇灌啊，在人。
Because it is for the humankind to sow.
但生长在神。
And to water, but yet to make it grow, it is God.
我们人往往有一种错误的看法哈。
And we often have a wrong perspective.
哇，这个传道者很有恩赐，很有能力，哇，很多啊，工作很有成果，就很崇拜他。
That when a preacher is full of power and full of wisdom, then we will worship this preacher.
有时候比较没有能力的啊，或者看起来好像没有成果的，有时候就排斥。
And those preachers who don't look as fruitful or powerful, then they will despise them.
事实上啊，神给每一个人的恩赐都不一样。
But God gives everyone different gifts.
所以圣经里面说，约翰呐，一件神迹都没有行过。
And in the Bible it says John never performed a miracle.
但是他所见证的。所介绍的耶稣啊，真是人的救赎主。
But yet the Jesus Christ that he witnessed and preached about is the Savior.
因为他的角色啊，就是做主耶稣的开路先锋。
Because he is to introduce Jesus Christ.
他说，哥林多的教会有的说，我属亚波罗，我属保罗。
So in the Corinthian church, some say they belong to Paul or Apollos.
保罗说啊，其实啊，天地万物所有的圣徒人都属你们的啦。
But yet, Paul says that all the people belong to you.
所以我们就不要拿一件事情或一个人来夸口。
So do not use one thing or one person to boast.
因为都是我们的。
Because it is everyone's.
所以每一个人的恩赐都不一样，但是彼此互相的造就来建立耶稣基督的身体。
Everyone has different gifts, and we can use this to edify one another to build up the body of Christ.
如果我们能够用平常的心这样来服侍神。
And if we can use this heart to worship God.
这样我们在有工作成果的时候，我们就不会迷失自己。
Then when our work is effective, then we will not lose ourselves.
有时候工作遇到困难的时候，我们也不会灰心退步。
And when we face difficulties, we will not be discouraged.
主耶稣的兄弟他们那个时候也不信。
At that time, the brothers of Jesus did not believe.
甚至门徒虽然跟随主耶稣那么久
And even though the disciples followed Jesus for such a long time.
主耶稣复活，他们也不信。
And when Jesus resurrected, they did not believe as well.
我们看马可福音十六章。
Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章。
Mark 16.
十六章的第十节。
Verse 10.
十六章第十节
16:10。
那就告诉那向来跟随耶稣的人，他们正在哀痛哭泣。十一节。
11.
他们听见耶稣活了，被玛利亚看见，却是不信。然后十二节说啊。
12.
有两个人要往乡下去，主耶稣向他们显现。十三节。
13.
他们去告诉其余的门徒，其余的门徒也是不信，所以真的这个信心要产生真的不容易耶。
So it is difficult to actually have faith.
我们再看一下路加福音二十四章。
Luke 24.
路加福音二十四章
Luke 24
第十节
verse 10
路加二十四章第十节
Luke 24 verse 10
做那些告诉使徒的就是抹大拉的玛利亚和耶亚拿并雅各的母亲玛利亚还有与他们同在一处的妇女十一节
11
他们这些话使徒以为是胡言呢就不相信对有一些妇女他们先看到耶稣复活了、啊、去跟使徒讲
There are some women that saw Jesus resurrected and went to tell the apostles
说他们都不相信、啊、以为说他们胡乱讲、啊、人死掉怎么会复活
But they did not believe and thought it was nonsense How can someone who died resurrect
后来主耶稣就亲自显现给他们看
Then later on Jesus appeared to them himself
啊多马不在
And Thomas was not there
所以人家说、哎、耶稣复活了我们看到了
So the people told him, Thomas, Jesus Christ resurrected.
多马还是说，我才不信呢。
And that they saw him, Thomas said, I do not
believe. 如果没有让我摸摸他的手上的钉痕，摸摸他肋旁的伤啊，我才不信呢。
Unless I touch the nail prints in his hand or the wound on his side, I will not believe.
啊，后来耶稣啊就显现说，多马，多马，你过来。
And later on, Jesus Christ appeared to him and said, Thomas, come here.
多马说，主啊，我信呐。
Thomas said, "The Lord, I believe."
那主耶稣说啊，没有信、没有看见就信的人啊，更有福气啦。
And Jesus Christ said that blesses those who believe but yet have not seen.
那所以有时候我们在传道里的时候也是这样。
And when we're preaching the gospel, it is like this.
啊，要让人相信不容易。
That is difficult for someone to believe.
那以赛亚先知就说啊，我们所传的有谁信呢？
So Prophet Isaiah says, "Who will believe what we talk about, we preach
about?" 但是啊，不管人信不信啊，我们总是要传呐。
But no matter if they believe or not, we should still preach the gospel.
因为我们所看见、所听见，啊，这是真实的，我们就要向人做见证。
Because what we have seen and heard is true, therefore we need to testify of it.
不管得时不得时。
No matter whether it is in season or out of season.
耶稣在传道里的时候啊，面对很多真理上的挑战。
And Jesus Christ faced many challenges to the truth.
其实法利赛人啊，对旧约的律法非常清楚。
The Pharisees knew very well the laws in the Old Testament.
他们也是很严谨在遵守。
And they also follow it strictly.
这个撒都该人啊，大概都是祭司阶层。
And the Sadducees, they are a level of the priests.
当然，他们因为现实的利益哈，所以他们不相信一些来生的事情、灵界上的事情。
Because of the benefits that they receive in the world, they do not believe of what will come after death.
啊，所以主耶稣在传道里的时候，法利赛人是死守律法。
So when Jesus was preaching the gospel, the Pharisees they held on to the law.
没有办法了解律法的真意。
They're not able to understand the truth behind the law.
啊，撒都该人呐、啊，他们也不相信这个复活啦、灵界的事情。
And the Sadducees do not believe resurrection or anything in the spirit.
所以他们常常找把柄要来跟主耶稣挑战。
So many times they want to find something to challenge Jesus.
啊，这个撒都该人、法利赛人他们的工作、啊、一直到使徒时代还继续啊。
And the works of the Pharisees and Sadducees continued until the time of the apostles.
使徒的教会所面对的一个啊。非常大的反对势力、啊、就是从这些来。
And opposing energy that came for the apostles came from this direction.
他们当时啊，对主耶稣的挑战有好几个。
And there are many challenges.
有关安息日的问题。
One is regarding the Sabbath.
啊，当然，主耶稣是没有改变安息日，但是主耶稣啊，强调那个所安息日的精神。
Jesus Christ did not change the Sabbath, but emphasized the spirit of keeping the Sabbath.
啊，安息日是。要给人束缚了，带给人恩典的。
The day of Sabbath is one that is full of blessings.
啊，所以一些啊，在不自由、病痛患难的人啊，要让他们能够得自由、得医治。
So one who is in bondage and in suffering in their illness, then they are able to be helped.
安息日不是所有的事情都不能做，而是要积极的行善。
It does not mean you don't do anything on Sabbath, but you have to do good.
啊，积极的去救人。
And go rescue people.
啊，但是这个法利赛人他们就不懂。
But yet the Pharisees do not understand this.
啊，另外有关禁食的事情。
And another matter is concerning fasting.
他们说，约翰的门徒禁食啊，法利赛人也禁食了。
And they say that the disciples of John fasted and the Pharisees fasted.
他们就问耶稣说, 那你的门徒怎么都不进食啊?
And they said that how come Jesus, your disciples did not fast?
啊, 耶稣就说啊, 新郎还在的时候啊, 啊, 陪伴他的人啊, 啊, 新郎要娶新娘, 陪伴他的人, 当然不会说啊, 在结婚的日子在那边进食啊。
And he said, well, the bridegroom is still here, and the bride is there. The people around them, of course, they will not be fasting.
啊, 所以说将来新郎离开了，他们就要进食了。
But once the bridegroom leaves, then they will start to fast.
然后说不要把那个新布补在那个旧衣服啊。
And also do not put the new cloth on an old cloth.
不要把新酒装在旧皮带。
Or to put the new wine in an old wineskin.
所以不要用一些旧的思想观念，想要了解这个主耶稣的教训，是不可能的。
So do not try to use the old concepts to understand the teachings of Jesus.
是在恩典之下来领受神的救恩，不是在处所那个旧约的那个律法的条例。
That we are under grace to receive the salvation of God, not under the law of the Old Testament.
听到好像洗手的问题。
And it's just like cleansing of the hands.
后来纳税的问题，他们都是一直想跟主耶稣挑战。
Or the problem of paying tax.
我们知道现在在教会里面也会面对一个很严肃的问题，就是真理的问题。
And in church today, we also face a very serious problem, which is the problem of truth.
虽然在教会里面有很多的信徒想要服侍，
Even though there are many believers that want to serve,
但是对真理的立场不清楚，
But they are not clear about the truth.
这样的话，在他的服侍没有办法做好，
So they are not able to do well in their servitude.
有时候反而变成教会圣工上的一种阻力。
Sometimes they become an opposing factor in the church work.
所以教会是真理的柱石跟根基。
So church is the pillar and foundation of the truth.
所以真教会的建立就是基于一些圣经里面的真理的基础。
So to establish the church, we need to come back to the truth in the Bible.
如果没有这些真理的话，就不需要有真教会了。
Without the truth, there is no true church.
所以圣经讲说，这个天国的福音要传遍世界。
And the Bible says that the gospel of the Kingdom of Heaven,
耶稣基督要再来，
will spread to the world. And
如果一般的教会，他们的道理可以说是传遍世界了。
And then Jesus Christ will come, and in other churches, their gospel has spread to the whole world.
但是那个是已经偏差的，没有办法带人到神面前的道理。
But the gospel they preach is not according to the truth.
所以神才在末世设立真教会，有全备得救的福音。
And they're not able to bring salvation, so God in the last days established the true church to
成为末世的方舟。
So that we became the ark of the last day.
他说我们能够在真教会里面真的很有福气。
So we have blessings in this true church.
因为有珍珠有宝贝。
Because there is the precious pearls.
所以有能够真正让人得救全备的道理。
That we have the complete gospel of salvation.
能够真正完完全全把人带到神面前。
That we can completely bring people before God.
因为有很多神给我们的那些作为来印证我们所见证的道理。
Because there are works of God to prove the gospel that we preach.
但是我们知道魔鬼在破坏神的工作，就是改变神的话。
But we know that the devil is trying to destroy the works of God.
魔鬼在破坏教会，就是改变真理。
And to change the word of God, and he's trying to destroy the church by
changing. 因为你道理改变了以后，你这个方向做错了，你就没有办法到神面前了。
By changing the word of God, and if you're going the wrong direction, you're not able to come before God.
从在使徒的末期开始。
So when the end of the apostolic time
就有一些道理上的偏差。
There are some veering away from the truth.
所以保罗就一直讲说，我离开以后有凶暴的豺狼会来。
So Paul says that after I leave, then there will be fierce
有凶暴的豺狼会进到你们中间。
There will be wolves coming between you.
就是你们当中也有人起来。 会讲悖谬的话。
And even those among you will come up to speak blasphemous words.
啊，引诱人来跟从他们。
And to to attract people to come to them.
这在《使徒行传》的二十章啊，二十八节。
So Acts chapter 20 verse 28.
所以啊，有些那个破坏的工作是从外面来的。
That there is some destruction work comes from the outside.
好像凶暴的豺狼啊啊，混进这个羊群当中。
It is like a.
二十九节。二十章二十九节。
Like savage wolves that will come among you.
好，哦，不是，从外面进来。
And they will come from outside.
他说。也有啊，从你们当中起来的啊，来说悖谬话，引诱人跟从他们。
And there will be also people that come from within you that will speak words that distort the truth.
那所以这个主耶稣在讲说啊，这个麦田里面啊，撒的本来是麦子啊。
That in the wheat field originally there were sold wheat.
但是魔鬼啊，也会把那个败子啊，啊把它撒在里面。
But the devil will sow tares in between.
他说有时候我们看到了，哎，怎么不是撒麦子吗？怎么哪里来的这个败子在里面
？So we will say, how come there is tares when we only sow wheat?
主耶稣说啊，这是恶者撒的恶者之主。
And Jesus says this is the doing of the evil one.
他说要不要把它拔出来
？Should we remove it?
主耶稣说啊，因为你拔败子的时候，有时候会去伤到麦子。
Jesus said, if you're removing the tares, you may hurt the wheat.
啊，所以让它一起长啊。
So let them grow together.
啊，长到最后收割的时候。
Now at the end of the harvest.
啊，麦子就收起来啊，放到仓库里面。
The wheat will be harvested and kept in the barn.
啊，那些败子啊，就用火就把它烧掉了。
And the tares will be burned by fire.
所以我们在教会里面，我们也要防备啊，有败子的存在。
So in the church, we need to guard ourselves against the appearance of tares.
所以保罗说，我们在听道理的时候，我们要慎思明辨。
So Paul says, when we listen to the gospel, we need to be able to discern.
啊，我们所领受的这个纯正的话语，要用圣灵、用良心把它牢牢的锁住。
That the words that we have received through the truth, we need to use the Spirit to lock it up.
而且要为真道啊竭力的争辩。
And to discern and defend the truth.
啊，所以我们知道说啊，使徒时代，主耶稣的时代。也有很多啊，面对真理的挑战。
So in the times of Jesus and the apostolic times, there are many challenges to the faith.
我们现在在教会里面也是会面对的。
And we also will face it in our church.
啊，所以我们不要因为一些错误的道理啊，我们受迷惑。
So do not be led astray by the wrong teachings.
柯传道他去上神学啊，大概上了十年的时间。
And Preacher Ko had taught theological classes for 10 years.
啊，他说他很慎重。
He said he's very careful.
每一次要去上课，他都花很多时间祷告。
Every time before his class, he will pray for a long time.
啊，求神啊，能够特别保守。
And ask God to keep him.
因为你在看的一些啊东西啊，啊有很多都是一些错误的。
Because there are many things that may be wrong.
那他说啊，感谢神保守。他一看啊，主耶稣就让他这个是对的，这个是不对的，就能够很自然的就把它分开来。
But thank God for His protection that He's able to discern what's right and wrong.
所以我们有一些人啊，去读外教会的神学，后来读到没有神，或对圣经不相信。
And there are people in our church that have read theological books from other churches, and at the end they no longer have God.
因为现在很多外教会的神学院啊，他们是没有神的啦。
Because in the theological class of the outside churches, they
啊，他们这个圣经啊，只是当做一种文学作品在欣赏。
And the Bible is only to them a theological piece.
他们不相信这是神的话。
They do not believe this is the word of God.
啊，所以有的人呢、啊，道理基础啊不坚定啊，啊读了几年以后，出来以后啊，整个思想都受影响了。
So some people that are not firm in the word, then afterwards, they will be affected.
啊，感谢主了，主耶稣的保守啊，柯传道他就越读啊，啊，对真教会越坚定的信心。
But thank God for his protection. After Preacher Ko has taught classes for so long that the more he reads, the more he is.
因为他能够看清楚很多啊，他们学说理论啊，啊那个偏差不合圣经里面的地方。
Because there are many theories and discussions that are veering from the truth.
啊，所以我们有时候在教会里面啊，面对一些同工啊，啊他们在讲的东西如果不合圣经啊，然后我们就要慎重，不要受影响。
So we need to be careful not to be affected by other brothers and sisters who may veer away from the truth.
因为这是真教会会面对的真理上的挑战。
Because this is the challenge of the truth that we will face.
啊，那最后一个是面对十字架。
The last is facing the cross.
主耶稣一直预言呐，啊，他要到耶路撒冷去受害。
Jesus continues to prophesy that he will be He will be in suffering in Jerusalem.
我们看一下马太福音十六章。
Matthew 16.
马太福音十六章。
Matthew 16.
二十一节到二十三节。
21-23.
马太福音十六章二十一节。
Matthew 16:21.
说从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦。并且要被杀，第三天要复活。三十二节，彼得就拉着他，劝他说：“主啊，万不可如此，这个事必不临到你身上。”二十三节。
23.
耶稣转过来对彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧！你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。”耶稣说他要到耶路撒冷受害。
Here Jesus Christ said that he will suffer many things in Jerusalem.
啊，从这里开始啊，好几次一直不断的跟门徒啊啊说预言。
And from here onward, he continues to prophesy to the disciples.
那我们看到当时啊，门徒没有办法了解。
At the time, the disciples are not able to understand.
啊，有时候还在路上一直争吵啊啊，谁要为大
？And they quarrel among each other who will be the greatest.
啊，彼得啊，好像很有爱心啊，体谅说啊，主啊，这个事情不要临到你。
And Peter, it seems he is full of compassion that he said to the Lord, "This will never happen to you."
他因为想说，耶稣如果离开了，啊，没有人继续跟他们讲道理。
Because he thought that if Jesus left, then no one will preach to them anymore.
舍不得主耶稣离开啊，所以说，主啊，这个事情千万不要领导。
He did not want Jesus to leave, so he said that this will not happen to you.
那主耶稣就为他赶鬼，说撒旦退我后边去吧。
And Jesus casted out the devil, saying, "Satan, you're a stumbling block."
因为你体贴人的意思，没有体贴神的意思。
Because you do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of man.
我们看前面呢、啊，彼得才刚刚说，哇，主啊，你有永生之道啊，啊，你是神的儿子啊。
Just before this, Jesus, Peter said that you're the son of the living God.
啊，主耶稣才称赞他。
And Jesus Christ praised him.
但是一下子啊，他又受迷惑啊，阻挡主耶稣，不让他到耶路撒冷去。
But right after this, he was becoming a stumbling block to Jesus.
所以主耶稣来到世界最重要的工作是在十字架上要担当我们的罪。
So the most important work that Jesus came to this world to do is to die for our sins on the cross.
啊，所以他后来就不断的面向耶路撒冷。
So at the end, he faced Jerusalem.
啊啊，虽然经过撒玛利亚，没有人接待。
Even though no one received them in Samaria.
啊，雅各、约翰说，要不要我们祷告神啊？哎，求天降火，把这些城里面的人通烧掉了。
And James and John said, "Should we pray that God may cast fire on these people so they may be burned?"
所以呢，城里面的人看到耶稣他们呢是要面向耶路撒冷，所以他们就不接待。
Because these people in the city saw that the Jesus and his disciples were facing Jerusalem.
那耶稣说：“我来是要救人生命，不是要灭人的生命的。”
So they did not want to receive them. And Jesus said that I came to save the lives of people, not to
destroy. 有人跟他讲说：“希律要把你杀掉。”
And some says Herod wants to kill you.
啊，那他说啊，你去告诉他，我今天、明天做事，我第三天我的工作就完成了。
And Jesus said, "Tell him that today and tomorrow I will do my work, but on the third day my task will be complete."
所以他说啊，先知啊，不可以在这个耶路撒冷以外的地方啊受害。
And he said that the prophets will not suffer outside of Jerusalem.
所以他积极的往耶路撒冷去。
So So he continued onward to Jerusalem.
后来来到了伯大尼那边，牵着驴驹，坐驴驹上耶路撒冷。
Then he came to Bethany and rode on a donkey and entered Jerusalem.
这都是圣经里面讲一个和平的君王要坐驴子上去。
And in the Bible, it records that the Prince of Peace will ride a donkey.
当时的那个祭司长、法利赛人他们商量好了，怎么来要把耶稣除掉。
And at that time, the high priest and the Pharisees discussed how they may kill Jesus.
所以他们就收买那个犹大，给他30块钱，要叫犹大把主耶稣交给他们。
So they tried to persuade Judas with 30 pieces of silver so that he may betray Jesus.
所以，约翰福音的12章那里，主耶稣就讲到他将要受害。
And in John chapter 12, Jesus Christ once again said that he would
suffer. 说好像一粒麦子要落地死了，才能够结出很多籽粒来。
That wheat must die before more wheat can be.
他要被高举起来，才能够吸引万人来归他。
So that he must be exalted, so that many will come to him.
但是呢，他为着十字架的苦行，他心里也非常的忧伤痛苦。
And because of the task on the cross, he also was very sorrowful.
因为要受刑罚，忍受人间最惨痛的苦。
Because he is to receive the most severe suffering on earth.
耶稣带着肉体，当然也要受苦，那个是人很难忍受的。
And Jesus Christ has a fleshy body, and it is difficult to bear the suffering.
所以他曾经祷告说，神啊，你让这个时候过去吧。
So he prayed to God before to let this task pass.
然后他说，其实我就是为着这个时候，为着完成救恩来的。
But then he says that he came for completing this task.
所以他在克西马尼园的祷告。
So in the Garden of Gethsemane, when
he prayed, 父啊，可以的话，请你把这个苦杯拿掉。
He said, Lord, if you can, please take away this bitter cup.
但是不要照我的意思，只要照你的旨意。
But not according to my will, but your will.
后来啊。 祷告完了以后，犹大就带来一批人，就来抓拿他。
And after his prayer, Judas brought a crowd of people to capture Jesus.
本来那些人要来抓耶稣，耶稣说：“你们找谁呀？”
At that time, when the people came, Jesus said, "Who?"
他们说：“我们找拿撒勒人耶稣。”
And they said, "We are looking for Jesus of Nazareth."
结果那些人就后退，就倒在地上。
And those people fell.
其实主耶稣如果不让他们抓去，一个人也没有办法。
If Jesus did not allow himself to be captured, no one
would
capture him.
但是耶稣是甘愿担当我们的罪，为我们死的。
But Jesus willingly was able and wanting to bear our sins and die for us.
所以主耶稣被审判啦。
So Jesus was judged.
后来，比拉多把他定死罪。
And then Pilate gave him the death
sentence. 那个罪名是犹太人的王。
And the death sentence was because he was the king of the Jews.
他说：“罗马兵丁把他鞭打以后，要带祭受刑罚。”When
the Roman soldiers beat him and took him to the place for crucifixion,
主耶稣走过来，Jesus
Christ turned
看到很多的妇女在那边哭，and
saw many women crying.
他说：“妇女，你们不要为我哭，也要为你跟你们的儿女来哭。”He
says, "Do not cry for me, but for your children."
因为耶稣是甘愿替我们牺牲流血。
Because Jesus Christ willingly died and bled for us. Because no one can take his life. He willingly bore our sins and died.
所以他说，不要为他哭，要为我们自己跟我们自己的儿女来哭。
So he says, do not cry for me, but for yourselves and your children.
主耶稣甘愿替我们牺牲流血舍命了。
Jesus Christ is able to sacrifice himself
for us. And
today we have received salvation. Are we able to continue onward to this salvation so that we and our children can be saved
at the end?
This is what we need to ponder on.
才不会辜负主耶稣的救恩。
So that we will not fall short of the salvation of God.
当然主耶稣 受苦，他曾经对门徒说，
When Jesus was suffering, he told the disciples.
我们看马太福音第10章，
Matthew chapter 10，
马太福音第10章，
Matthew chapter 10，
24节，
24，
12:24.
Matthew chapter 10 verse 24.
他说学生不能够高过先生，仆人不能够高过主人。25节。
25.
学生和先生一样，仆人和主人一样，也就罢了。人既然骂家主是别西卜，何况他的家人呢？所以是讲到说啊，他既然被杀被害被骂。
Jesus Christ said that he was rebuked, mocked, and killed.
所以他所遭遇到的，他的门徒啊，他的仆人啊，同样会遭遇到。
So whatever he has encountered, his servants and his disciples will also encounter.
所以耶稣差遣门徒出去工作的时候。
So when Jesus Christ sent out his disciples,
说你们好像羊进到那个狼群里面的一样。
That you're like sheep going into the wolves.
所以你们也要防备人。
So you need to be able to
要驯良如鸽啊，但是也要灵巧像蛇。
That you need to be gentle like a dove, but yet cunning like the snake.
他说到时候人会把你们送到官府啦，或者是逼迫你们呐。
That you will receive persecutions and you will be condemned.
但是啊，那些会杀你们肉体啊，没有办法杀灵魂的，你们不要怕。
But those who are able to kill your physical body but not your spirit do not fear.
我们所要怕的就是把灵魂跟身体都灭在地狱里的。
What we need to fear is one that can kill our bodies and also our souls.
当然就是主说我们要面对的逼迫了。
Which is we also will face persecution.
所以耶稣被杀害，我们要成为耶稣的门徒，我们也要立志为主受苦的心智。
So to become the disciple of Jesus, we also need to be able to bear this suffering like Jesus.
所以我们要服侍神的人啊，不是说哇，你做工很热心，大家给你拍拍手啊。
So to be a servant to Jesus Christ, it is not so we can receive the praise of man.
我们会面对很多的挑战，很多的苦，众人的排斥。
We will face challenges and persecutions from people.
不只是毁谤、攻击啊，甚至最后被杀害都有可能。
And we will be challenged and perhaps even attacked, but in the end, we may even lose our lives.
我们看那个拉耶柜的那两株母牛啊，两株母牛把耶柜从腓力斯地拉回来。
There are two cows that took the ark.
回来以后啊，那个母牛就被杀掉了啊，陷在那个磐石上面了。
And after the ark was carried back, then the calves were slaughtered.
我们服侍神的人也是这样的。
And those that serve the Lord is like this.
很多啊，最后啊，都是完全的牺牲奉献。
And many times at the end, you will completely sacrifice yourself.
这是我们应当有的一种自觉。
And this is a self-realization that we must have. Pray in silence.